Now, this distinction is a very ancient one. It goes back very far. It isn't something of which I've thought myself. It goes back to the East. It goes back to China. It goes back to 6th century China. It goes back to that great Chinese teacher, Qi Ai, well known as the founder of one of the greatest and most important of all the schools of Chinese Buddhism, the Tian Tai school, a school which, though it is one of the greatest that Buddhism has known, has, for some reason or other, been rather neglected by Western Buddhists so far. And this great founder of this school, this great Chinese Buddhist teacher, this great Chinese Buddhist master, in the course of his lifetime, preached the Dharma very widely, very extensively, founded monasteries, and managed to attract, on account of his very deep spiritual attainments, an extraordinary large number of disciples. And these disciples he addressed from time to time, commenting upon the scriptures, speaking about the spiritual life, and especially, it seems, speaking about meditation. And many discourses have come down to us, many discourses on the subject of meditation, delivered by this great Chinese master, Qi Ai. And in the course of his discourses, delivered to his disciples on the subject of meditation, he spoke of meditation by regular steps. And he also spoke of meditation by irregular steps. And again, he sometimes spoke of meditation without any steps at all. Now, when one mentions this third kind of meditation, meditation without any steps at all, or the meditation of no steps, one at once finds people becoming rather interested. They're not all that interested in meditation by regular steps. That sounds rather dull, rather prosaic. Meditation by irregular steps appeals to them quite a bit. But what really captivates and fascinates them is this idea of meditation with no steps at all. Apparently you just get straight there from the beginning. But unfortunately the attraction is usually entirely for the wrong reason. So this evening we're not going to say anything at all about meditation without steps. Tonight we're concerned only with regular steps and irregular steps. Because this distinction which was stressed by this great Chinese master, Qi Ai, this distinction between meditation by regular steps and meditation by irregular steps is applicable not only to the practice of meditation, but to the practice, to the experience of the whole spiritual path, the whole spiritual life, in all its stages and all its aspects. And this fact that one can approach the spiritual path, approach the spiritual life, either by way of regular steps or by way of irregular steps, is well and widely understood throughout the Buddhist East, even though the distinction is not always made in these particular terms. So far as the West is concerned, so far as Western Buddhist circles are concerned, it's only very recently indeed that people have begun to pay some attention to this distinction, have begun to appreciate the importance of the distinction between the path of regular steps and the path of irregular steps. In fact, I believe it's only very recently that the distinction has even been mentioned, what to speak of, discussed, or spoken about, or written about. And perhaps there's a reason for that. Perhaps it's only now, perhaps it's only in these last few months or this last year or so that we've reached in the West, in this country, in Buddhist circles, a point where this distinction between the path of regular steps and the path of irregular steps becomes meaningful for us and helpful for us and even, I may say, necessary for us if we are to continue to advance and make progress.